All right, everybody, Terrence Pop with another episode that is pre-recorded but still live from the lair.
I get asked this all the time, and it's really hard to answer. The answer doesn't really apply to everyone completely. There's different facets and what have you. I get asked, you know, hey, Pop, how do you come back from like a big loss or betrayal or some kind of tragedy? Because, you know, the people who have asked me these questions are just stuck and they can't seem to move forward. It becomes quite distressing the longer it goes on. In fact, you can probably track a majority of the self-deletions in regards to this inability to get beyond this like tragedy, betrayal, loss, what have you. And it could take many different forms. Tragic car accident takes somebody in your family, you get divorced. In my case, you know, I got divorced and my ex-wife literally went way above and beyond to try to psychologically and spiritually break me. And they came about this close. And if it could get me, it can get anyone.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
And I have been in this quagmire at least half a dozen times, maybe more. Now, I'm not a psychologist, head doctor in any way, shape, or form. I read some of their books. Most of it's claptrap, in my opinion.
What? Did she eat dumb for breakfast?
You know, some guys are lucky and, you know, they fall into the quagmire and over time it just kind of goes away or something happens to wake them up. But it is what it is. Now, if you see behind me right here, I have the number line. It's not really a number line, but this is pretty much how your life is graphed out in a two-dimensional representation. Zero is when you fall out of the vagina, and you'll see right here on this side, this is your tombstone.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Fully loaded with cheese and meat.
There are hurdles, you know, some life hurdles in here, like grade school, high school, college, trade school, your working years, your retirement, and then you go along until you fall off the planet. And along this journey, you're supposed to get married, have two kids, have a dog and half a cat with a house and two cars, and your property with a white picket fence.
Pretty nice.
Well, that doesn't really exist anymore today because of feminism and the divorce courts, but that's another video.
How dare you?
But most people, the minute something happens in their life where they deviate from this preconditioned course we're all supposed to be on, they freak the fuck out. They literally lose their shit because they're not on their life plan. Well, guess what? Oh, real life doesn't go in a straight line. No, no. It does all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, look at me. I never thought I would be the guy teaching and educating and helping young men and other men out. I do these, you know, to save lives. And we're up to 571 lives saved using logic, reason, and comedy basically since 2008. Which is not bad, considering the fact that we're shadow banned, censored, and what have you across various video platforms. And I can't even buy advertising. Well, I have coughed up quite a bit of money to try to get advertising for this channel, and they wouldn't even take my money. That's what we're up against, gentlemen. The forces of darkness want you to self-exterminate.
That is evil.
Right. So any time, at any point along this timeline, you can run into a tragedy, a betrayal, loss, or some kind of critical failure. And they literally can't see beyond it. They have no idea what's going to happen for the rest of their life. They are fixated on this one event. Now, I've touched on this with past videos. We'll put them in the low bar. Please check them out. The Lens of Depression. I did one on PTSD, Loss of Hope, and Find Your Purpose. You don't really necessarily need to watch them, but they really help understand what I'm getting at here. So a lot of people will hit this tragedy, failure, whatever, loss, the big L, and they fall down here. All right, this is basically the cul-de-sac or quagmire of depression. This is also known as mediocrity, helplessness. A lot of people stay here because they're shocked that they've been betrayed by people that they trusted or loved. Well, that's a really tough, hard pill to swallow. And I've done it myself, and it sucks, man. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you to get over it. I'm just helping you get through it, because that's the only way it could be done. And a lot of people will sit here and percolate in this darkness down here. I call it the churn. And it's basically, they're in a negative mindset, and they're feeding on their own negativity. And they can never get out of there. This will happen when they're like 20, 30 years old, and they stay in this quagmire for the rest of their goddamn lives. Or they cut it tragically short intentionally, which nobody wants. Nobody at all. I mean, listen, life is a cross-eyed beatdown. It's going to do nothing but throw flying crossbody cock blocks at you. And it doesn't want anything from you other than to see you die. That's how it works here. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Nothing is free. And the gazelle is not going to talk down the lion, especially when the lion is hungry. That's how it works. Okay, so you're stuck here in this quagmire. You have to be conscious that, oh, fuck, I'm stuck in this bad place. If you're oblivious to it, well, that's kind of this here, mediocrity. Mediocrity is basically you're stuck in life. You had some kind of failure that kept you from going forward, and you just stayed here. And this is where evil and death live. This is their battlefield. This is their war. You don't believe me? Just look up the stats for all of the men and women who commit suicide every year. They're countable casualties. All right, now when you get your stuff down here, how do you get out? Like, this is, I should have done this sooner. I talked about this acronym one time when I did my lecture at Las Vegas, was it 4 or 5 years back? And I never really did another video talking about how to get out of this quagmire. And there's an acronym I use, CHILL, C-H-I-L-L-L, calm. You get hit with that betrayal, that tragedy, that fucking super loss, and you just feel it in your gut. It's like literally a 500-pound man just, boom, hits you in the gut, or you get kicked by a horse. It is unbelievable when you get that shocking news. And you can see people break down when they get this. And it's a natural thing, okay? I'm not going to tell you not to do it, but just don't let it get out of hand, because it'll feed on itself, and you'll stay stuck in the quagmire. All right, so remain calm. The calm mind survives contact with the enemy. The panicked mind freezes and you die. And while you're remaining calm, you can use your higher intelligence. Because when you're panicked, your whole world goes down to tunnel vision. You can't really see your right and left limit. You don't really know what you have at your disposal. You're stuck in the pain, panic mind. So maintain your higher intelligence, because you're going to have to plan a course to get out of the quagmire. Next, latitude. That's the ability to maneuver. Hypothetically, say you're an electrician. You're working for a nice company doing electrician bullshit. You get fucked over. You wind up getting fired. It turns into a giant clusterfuck. All right, I got it. These things happen. Do what you got to do. Write some letters. Drop the bombs. Whatever it is to leave that baggage behind and be able to move forward. And you need latitude to be able to move. Move to another company. Get another license. Get another certification. Open your own goddamn business. Laughter. And this is where I come in. Because when you're stuck in this quagmire here, right? And all you hear is the forces of darkness in your ear. Because it always comes at night. You know, you're nothing. You're a failure. You can't do it. Everyone hates you. It just goes on and on and on. I want to be in the other ear, helping you crack jokes about the fucked up shit that happened. Making fun of people who did it to you. Hell, laughing in general at the fucked up circumstance. Because guess what? If you can laugh at a thing, you can destroy that thing.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
And they know it. And they don't want you to laugh. They want you to be broke down, panicked, all of that bullshit. Don't do it. And last but not least, if everything else here fails, live at a motherfucking spite.
Get your Live Out of Spite merchandise on Redonkulous.com's swag shop on 4th Wall today.
There's a lot of people out there that I've helped over the past 18, 19 years now. Fuck, 2 decades. And I really appreciate the gratitude letters, especially the ones where you write in and give me some credit for saving your lives from the ultimate self-deletion bullshit. Because I don't agree with that for the most part. I do have my philosophies on it, but that's another video. Anyway, I hope this answers a lot of your questions in regards to surviving a betrayal, a failure, tragedy, what have you. Again, I'm not a psychologist, nor do I want to be one. I'm just the guy who's been in that quagmire a minimum of 6 times in his life, and I know how to reach down and pull people out of it.